You're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me, 'cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Mexico cutting off diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police in the country stormed the Mexican embassy. Police raided the embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president accused of corruption who sought asylum. President Biden, in a letter to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar, calling for the countries to urge Hamas to release its hostages. Residents in the Northeast, including New York City, being told about the possibility of aftershocks following a 4.8 magnitude earthquake that struck New Jersey on Friday. This man felt the quake.
Felt like there was a subway going under us, but it was longer than when a train would go under. And I thought, is that an earthquake or not? And then we left and we came down to Bryant Park, and then we got the emergency alert. So our question is, why was it an hour later?
Tremors were felt from Maine to Maryland. Former President Trump launching a last-minute bid to delay the start of his first criminal trial, asking the judge overseeing his hush money case to step aside. The judge has previously denied a similar request. This is ABC News.
The sheriff in Fulton County, Georgia, calling conditions at a local jail dangerous after a prisoner was stabbed to death by another inmate on Thursday.
The prisoner's murder weapon, used to stab another inmate several times, killing him, was a shank made inside Georgia's Fulton County Jail, held up for reporters by Sheriff Pat Labatt.
It's clear to anyone that has visited, anyone that has been incarcerated, and anyone that works here, the conditions of the jail have far outlived its life cycle and that they are dangerous.
An article in Atlanta magazine last year said the jail was built to house about 1,100 prisoners, but sometimes tops 3,000. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Lottery players will have another shot to score big Saturday night as the Powerball jackpot continues climbing. Saturday's drawing expected to be worth an estimated $1.3 billion after the jackpot's gone 3 months without a winner. There have been 40 consecutive drawings without anyone matching all six numbers. If no one wins Saturday, it'll tie the all-time record for consecutive drawings without a winner. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for lots of sunshine today, a high in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds, breezy tonight, will drop down to 33. Sunday, cloudy and breezy, a chance of rain in the morning into the early afternoon, tapering to isolated light showers later in the day, chilly with a high of 48. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, light rain 41. Peaks of sun occasionally Monday, breezy, milder 61. Partly sunny Tuesday and mild, a high of 62 degrees.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Land of
listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running a while, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why.
Every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door.
Tell me why.
That's a real good way to wake up and get ready for the weekend as we call on Webb Pierce. Clear skies, 28 degrees. Mickey Gilley's All That Matters. It's your weekend wake up. From WRCO, good morning.
I'm not your first love. There's been others before me. But I'm the one that's got you now. That's all that matters to me. I know other arms have held you, but I'm not jealous of these. Mine are the arms that hold you now. That's all that matters to me. I came alive when you came along. You brought life into me. Honey, I don't care. You're as far as I can see. I know other lips have kissed you, and I know you've been thrilled and pleased. Mine are the lips that kiss you now. That's all that matters to me. And other lips that kiss you now. And that's all that matters to me.
Mama Shazamio, pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio.
Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
Warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick. You get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
The Otis R. Scott Trust Auction is Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m., located just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D at Rock Bridge, then a half mile west to the farm, featuring tractors, skid loaders, hay equipment, farm equipment, trucks, and more. Don't miss out on this incredible auction event this Saturday at 10 a.m. See you there.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters. The Riverdale High School baseball team improved to 2-0 on the young season and 1-0 in the SWAL with a 10-run, 13-3 win over visiting Southwestern. Bangor shut out Luther 3-0. Holman 1-0 over North Eau Claire. It was La Crosse Central picking up a 12-2 win over Sparta. Portage blank Poinette 2-0. Seneca shut down River Ridge 6-0. And Weston 3-1 over DeSoto. In softball finals, it was La Crosse Logan over Sparta 10-0. Richland Center beat DeSoto 15-4. And Benton Schulzberg 6, Southwestern 0. This was taking the term walk-off to a whole new level. The Brewers walked away with a 6-5 win over the Mariners at AmFam Field last night in Milwaukee after coaxing 4 walks in the bottom of the 9th inning from Seattle reliever Andre Munoz, boosting Milwaukee's record to 5-1 overall, including 3-0 in one-run games, and easing the sting of Abner Uribe's own troubles earlier in the inning. The Brewers hadn't won a game in any walk-off style since July 2, 2018. Against the Twins, that is until William Contreras flipped his bat in the air after taking a slider just off the plate for the winning 4-ball walk and the bases loaded. Other winners in the bigs, the Cubs, San Fran, Philly, New York, Atlanta, American League winners, Detroit, Toronto, Kansas City, Texas, and Boston, and Interleague, along with the Brewers, Colorado and Baltimore picks up wins as well. That's a look at sports, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters. I'm Adam Hess.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log & Lumber. And Schmidt-Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt-Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of Blacklander, but we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy will sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in band.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
It's local music.
Music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along.
Her daddy is a doctor, mother is a debutante, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, say she is too good for me. Frida is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Frida never does do what she doesn't want to. Frida never has to pay.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along.
Nature running all around the town. Everybody wants to and everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Frida is so kind and Frida is so gentle, love her little sexy ways. Frida, what would you do if I said I love you? Frida, would you run away?
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. Frida comes, yeah. Frida goes. Tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants,
Southwest Wisconsin's very own Bobby G. Rice, local music from country and community. It is now 5:30. We're 28 degrees with clear skies. Hey, the entire crew getting set to head out and compete at the state indoor meet today. We're going to send Tristan and Kaylee and Channing and Tim from Riverdale. And, of course, we have coaches going along as well. Hope you all have a safe one today. Here's Dolly by request, Two Doors Down on RCO-FM.
I think I
There is always time for Dolly. Great big hello this morning to Julie and Gina joining us. Kim, she's driving to work. Lolo is joining us from the Kansas City area. That Lolo thing, that's an inside story. Maybe we'll talk about that someday. The Mesa crew out in AZ. And I'll tell you what, that's dedication because it's like 3:30 out there. Wake up, folks. Here's Jody.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know, I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our... We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
My goodness, love, 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 Jody Messina. I'm all right. Really, I am. I have a note, and my mom had me tested, so I'm all right. 28 degrees working through your Saturday morning wake up, and we had a request for another local one. Hey, if we could spin local all morning, we would, kids. This is Donnie Raisin.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are like a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and I hope my feelings aren't all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand.
take so long. She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. I never thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. Something about the smile, the way she looks into my eyes, how she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me is
funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at TakeMeFishing.org.
We want to warmly invite you to the Kubota Orange Days event happening now at the Homesteader Store Richland Center. Hi, this is Rick. You get a chance to drive a Kubota tractor of your choice. During the test drive, you can test the loader and all the features of an industry-leading Kubota tractor. These tractors have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions that allows a novice to operate like a pro. There will be treats and door prizes. See the full line of Kubota compact tractors at the Kubota Orange Days event going on now through Saturday at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The Otis R. Scott Trust Auction is Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m., located just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D at Rock Bridge, then a half mile west to the farm, featuring tractors, skid loaders, hay equipment, farm equipment, trucks, and more. Don't miss out on this incredible auction event this Saturday at 10 a.m. See you there.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Phone book. A friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. You don't have to call me dog.
as it is each and every weekend, the Saturday morning wake up, hour number one, classic country, so you can enjoy the memories, including John Conley. Yeah, he's a common man.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river bar, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'll take a Chevrolet just any day, so give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with, they're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free, and I'm happy just being me, and I hope that you will see. A common van, my dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'm just a common man, drive a common van, my dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity.
WRCO. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Empowering people out of poverty, helping kids and communities to shine. There's nothing quite like it. At World Vision, we've seen what happens when a child gets clean water or nutritious food, when she feels safe, gets to learn in a classroom, or discovers that she has infinite worth. Together, we're working to help every kid everywhere grow into who God created them to be. Reach out with us today and help people change their own lives for good. Learn more at worldvision.org.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The expected U.S. acreage mix has changed a little bit in 2024. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, the chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield the recent USDA prospective plantings report had some unexpected changes in how U.S. farmers are planting this year, and he tells Brownfield there is one pretty clear reason.
You know, and obviously the main core discussion for the entire argument for this year's plantings are lower numbers based on clear financial concerns. Just to put this in a lot of in some clear discussions here for us, many universities are putting break evens for corn right now at about $5.10. That's cash. We would need roughly about a 530, 540 futures to make that work out. Discussions on soybeans break evens may be around $12.20. So the clear concern was it's very likely we might see losses as much as $1 per bushel when it's all said and done by the time we get this crop harvested. So a lot of significant concerns about the financial discussion with these grain grain numbers here.
And Nelson says that while the planted area totals do not always meet expectations, things tend to come pretty close.
You know, what I really find out, quite interesting is it's not even just June, but even extending out to the January annual survey when it's all said and done and even harvested. What's really interesting is in most years of the past 20 years, these surveys in March are relatively accurate in the first 15 of those 20 years. What I find really interesting for both corn and soybeans, there's been a lot of variability in these numbers since the March planting group numbers here. So this is simply a starting point. I simply advise everybody to keep in mind these certainly will fluctuate up or down in these coming months.
Corn and soybean futures ended the Friday, April 5th session mixed, with both keeping an eye on early U.S. planting progress along with conditions in South America. The USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates, along with an updated look at Brazil's crop from CONAB, are both out on April 11th. But the USDA's first official look at 2024-2025 U.S. corn and soybean production and ending stocks is going to wait until May. The second week of the season's USDA crop progress and condition numbers are out this upcoming Monday. Now for much more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a light direct cash cattle trade that took place Friday following a couple of days of light dressed business. For the week, lime deals in the South were at $184, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. In the North, dressed business was marked at $295 to $298, mostly $297 to $298. Time to check in with Tony Hancock at the Missouri Department of Agriculture with a look at sale barn business this past week. And like the direct cash business, auctions took a step back as well. Tony?
I don't know if there's a lot of rhyme or reason to why things happen. I mean, we know there was a lot of news this week, and the barns for a while tried to go the other way, and some of them did, and some of them were a little worse. So it was just kind of a very unevenly steady week when all was said and done. We're going to end up with about 30,000 head. There was still some really good prices out there for some of the cattle. Some of those top sales this week had a full load of 417-pound steers tagged as thin that brought $394. A part load of light five weight sold at $350. The average on those light five weights, $328 this week around the state. Some seven weight, top of the market this week, like $284.50 on a half load. The average on those light sevens around the state, $268. Still some incredible prices on some of these heifers out there, even though the steer heifer discounts got incredibly wide as well. We had a full load of light five weight heifers bring $310. The average on those light fives, $283. And then a full load of those seven weight heifers. We keep seeing a lot of seven weight heifers come to the sales the last few weeks, and we had a full load at $257.75. That's definitely a couple dollars at least higher than what we've seen last week. The average on those seven weight heifers about $240.
Buddy says one market that keeps getting hotter is the coal market.
We get closer to grilling season, a lot of demand for that lean meat out there. The top cow this week, $157.
Thanks, Tony. To wrap up, we'll take a look at the feeder pig report. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs and feeder pigs were steady. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was 49.07, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was 97.38. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Has anyone seen my leotard?
I sure hope not.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee. We'll be going back to some great rock and roll memories from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s again this Saturday night during Those Were the Days, the show that takes me back with all kind of beautiful memories.
Today for show and tell, I brought along a picture of my barn cat I drew on this strainer pad.
Those Were the Days. Fridays will feature some tunes from this weekend in 1972, plus all of your great rock and roll requests, sponsored in part by Shet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, along with Center Cinema Twins and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. Between 6 and midnight this Saturday night, get ready for some rock and roll radio fun. Those were the days, my friend.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's continuing her economic meetings in China and says the two sides have now agreed for further talks to address main U.S. complaints about the Chinese strategy of flooding American markets with exports. Worries about Iran retaliating against Israel after the Israeli strike that destroyed the Iranian consulate in Syria. ABC's Louis Martinez has more from the Pentagon.
There is a concern based on knowledge that the United States has gotten that there is the possibility that Iran could launch a retaliatory attack against Israel or an Israeli facility as soon as this weekend, or maybe even next week.
Strange feeling for millions in the Northeast after a magnitude 4.8 earthquake in New Jersey Friday. No reports of serious damage or injuries. And the most anticipated Final Four in women's college basketball history saw Iowa and star Caitlin Clark knock off Connecticut. They'll play unbeaten South Carolina in tomorrow's championship. This is ABC News. The sheriff in Fulton County, Georgia, says conditions in the Atlanta jail are dangerous after one inmate stabbed another to death on Thursday.
The prisoner's murder weapon used to stab another inmate several times, killing him, was a shank made in